Blog Talk Radio.
Turn that beat up for me. Really everything, like the headphones. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit louder. No punch. You know that mean we working hard. Look, young rich nigga shit. Pops was an immigrant, lifestyle illegit, but now our own businesses. Started out the trunk, ended up at the dealership. All gold, rolly, black face, no blemishes. Legend in my city, cause I grind so vigorous. If I show my face west of Texas, that's a big event. Gotta pay me 20 cents just to hear me vent. I'm really out here on some shit, you should take a flick. Ballin' on my own 10 toes, so the difference is I call shots, never ask for permission, man. I got a lot of big plans in my vision, and I ain't failed yet, about a dollar, hell yes. I'm a problem failed test, it's only getting worse. I swear I'm getting money, I just hope you getting yours. I'm killing niggas solo, so you know I'm getting more. Now that young Gambino on the course. Go.
This is for that real shit, this is for that east side, yeah. This is for my bad girls, yeah. This is for them good guys, this is for my grandma, yeah. This is for that west side, this is for them niggas talking shit on the west side. Damn, I feel good, you ain't feeling nothing,
yeah.
This is for my niggas who be living diamond dustin'. Bino got that good shit, Nipsey got them aces on some young rich shit. 1080s with black faces,
yeah.
Black faces, my rollies so racist. All black faces, Obama on that $1 million bill. Black faces,
yeah, nigga, black faces. Yeah. Yo, I got this shit. Yo, sir. Hey, here we go.
Okay, league of my own, swag Gina Davis. Only rapper making 100K on your playlist. Niggas talk on Twitter, but in life they don't say shit. My role is so racist. All black faces, we the new faces. Kill them like Jason. Grind in my sleep, man, that nigga need braces. Wonder what you feeling like. Used to be the nervous type. They ain't mention me, no, man, that shit must be on purpose, right? Hostile, nigga, my style. Kind of flow to paint a picture Norman Rockwell. I don't eat pasta, everything is low carb. I don't fly coach now, say I fly go yard. Leave a face covered in that Coast Guard. Metaphor Mozart, all we do is tell them the truth. M-Fox to my people on some family ties. Magazines got black faces when somebody dies. I mean, look at Donna Summer, she was trying to survive. People wrestle over petty cash when we should really be crying over that 1% like we tipped the milk glass. Fuck y'all, I'ma let my grandkids bomb. Look to the future, these dudes so last week. See me stunting so Kanye nasty. Me and Nipsey on some grown shit. No rent, own shit, so Jim Crow shit. Black faces.
Hey, nigga, black face. Black face. Royalty, nigga.
On y'all, it's your girl at Lady Flame 11 Hype Mike Radio. Y'all already know what it is. That was that Black Faces. We got a very, very, very important show for y'all tonight, man. I appreciate everybody for stopping by. We're gonna talk about Hurricane Harvey hitting Houston. You know what you can do to get involved, and we're gonna have a couple of panelists in the building as well. So, hey, y'all, make sure y'all keep it locked. Now, hey, the lines were super blowed, so I'm asking everyone to give the panelists enough time to get on the line because you all are bumping them off. I appreciate the love, man, and support. You know, it is what it is. It's always a good cause. Like I said, it's always, you know, good when you're out there trying to help people or whatever. But I would appreciate it. Give it like 5 minutes. Let these people get on the line, y'all. Like, for real. But we're going to touch some major, major topics tonight. So, hey, y'all keep it locked right now. We're going to go into this. Cardi B, Bardic Yellow.
Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who ain't fond of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, what bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just feel on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent and the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father run a bill. That little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Bitch, you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of them niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, the life on the place. Hard to let these bitches know. Just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check on money. That's it, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. Bloody move.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl at Lady Flame 11, man. That was that Cardi B, Bardic Yellow. It is what it is. We got a special show tonight. Of course, we've been actually online, social media, just broadcasting pretty much about how you feel about the Houston hurricane situation, Hurricane Harvey. Now, I've been surfing online, and I've seen several, you know, people talking about conspiracies, talking about, you know, how they feel. So this is your opportunity to speak up and let yourself be heard. Also, if you have, you know, any information on shelters and you know, how the people down there can, like, get resources, yeah, hit us up, man. Y'all know what it is. It's 646-787-8397. Now we have our panelists on the line. All right, 347. 364, you on live with Hype Mike Radio. What's good?
What's good? It's your boy Bates giving a call up. You know, I heard you talking about, I think that it's definitely a conspiracy, man. I think that right there was definitely man-made. Ain't nothing like that going to hit hard like that. I didn't see a whole lot of hurricanes come through a lot of places, but that right there was definitely government-made. You know what I mean? It reminded me of the New Orleans situation, but it's so sad that they want to go that low and do that to all them innocent people, you know, and that's definitely something that got to be addressed with the people. The people got to get together and address that seriously. People in Houston, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, you know? I'm upset right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, feeling, you know, that answer that you just gave. Now I'm going to go ahead and cue our next panelist on the line, 646-717. What's good? You on live.
Yo, this is Rick the Ruler. What up, Lady Flame? Hope all is well with you.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Down here in Pearland, so, you know, I'm right outside of Houston. But we pretty much, you know, we caught a little glimpse of the storm, but it was crazy how it went down because normally when a hurricane comes through, you know, day one, you know, things is it's pretty crazy. You know, you get the strong winds and everything like that, you know. So everything, that, like all the flooding and all that didn't really occur to day two. So it kind of caught everybody off guard. You know, the storm here and everybody's like, yo, you know, I called out of work for nothing. I could have went to work. You know, it's just cloudy. And then all the, you know, all the rain came that second day. I know y'all probably heard, you know, all over social media, you know, they tuned it to Joel Osteen with the whole thing with the church and everything. And, you know, I wasn't there. You know, I can't really comment and say exactly what went down. But the fact that, you know, that whole how that whole situation turned out, just it just wasn't a good look for him, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was actually discussing, you know, as well. You know, you got a big-ass, like, megadome, and you're not letting nobody in. Like, what's up with that? Like, Bates, how you feel about that?
Because they don't want to let nobody in the megadome. They want them to suffer. It's like the government has to get rid of a certain amount of people in order for the world to be contained and be structured and controlled. So that's why they don't want to use the megadome. You know, they rather just see lives float away than save them. You know, and I feel like a lot of these rappers out here that got this money, this long money, to get together and go out there and help, man, get some of that water up out of there. You got helicopters that could get water, buckets and like big barrels that can get it by, you know, like clear it out. I've seen this before. You know, this happened with in New Orleans, and they got, you know, they got rid of it real fast. And I feel like I'm sticking to my story. It's the government, man, all the way. You can see it from beginning to end. It's just clear.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it real clear.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that. Like Rick the Ruler was saying, I actually caught your live feed. And I'm like, damn, you know, if it was that high, like on the outskirts of Houston, just imagine, you know, how it was in Houston. And
yeah.
It's going to be crazy actually recovering from it because y'all already know I'm always in New Orleans. And, you know, even if the water is gone, you still got road damages. You still got so much that goes on that come along with that. You know, people still homeless. And then not only that, you know, like for real. So, you know, what are your thoughts on what should be done? I know you said as far as, you know, these celebrities out here need to get together and, you know, get down there. Like, what are your thoughts on actually trying to rebuild and all of that, you know, as far as I've heard shelters are turning people down, 911 emergency ambulances, they're saying that don't call me, call Jesus. You know, that's crazy. That is crazy.
That's racist. That's racist.
I mean,
I think that they should relocate everybody until they clear it out. When you relocate, I mean, this is my opinion, you know, they relocate everybody, put them in a whole other state. There's room in other states. They just don't want to share it. But there's room in North Carolina. There's room in Nebraska, all that land they got. You know, they could put tents out there. It's hot out there. But send them to California and use all them chinchilla fields. Put tents out there until they clear it out. And then they got to rebuild. They got to rebuild that because that's a loss we're taking, y'all. That's a real big loss, you know. I lost some people behind that. Like, I lost people behind that. I got to get – they ain't even find their bodies yet. So, you know, it's deep. Yeah, man, and I pray for them out there. I don't really have much to say. I don't want to be up here talking all crazy, but I just feel like that it's so sad how it happened so fast. Storm happened that fast. I look how high that water was up the street. Now, when the last time you ever seen water raise up to streetlights? When?
Real.
Besides the Bible. Besides the Bible. You know?
Yeah, real.
That's come on, man. That's too much water for the sky to drip down.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get your name, bro. What's your name?
My name is Manson Bates.
Manson Bates?
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm a hip-hop artist. I mean, I do my thing, and I also like to speak politically for the people. I'm for the people, you know, because hip-hop ain't going to be in my life forever because I'm going to get old. and I got to be able to charm back and give back to the community, and that's why I watch what I say. I don't want to get nobody in trouble, but I feel like the water level, it was what I'm concerned of. Water cannot, rain cannot get water to be higher than this damn street light. That's crazy.
Right.
That's just ridiculous.
Right.
Insane.
I do agree.
Yeah. But going back on what you said, I do agree with you. I think, you know, at the most important time, because I know a few people that, you know, that have lost their houses as well. And the best thing right now at this very moment is just, you know, just to show support and just to help out where you can. But, like, to kind of decrease the chances of the government and all this conspiracy and everything, and start with the voters. With these civil councilmen, the local officials, you know what I'm saying, it started at that level. Because when the president come in, you know, they're here maybe 4, maybe 8 years. But you got these congressmen, these judges that's been in office like 20 years, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them old school, they ain't trying to change with the times. And it's really hurting us as a society.
Come on.
You know?
You're right.
Real.
No, Trump is not going to help that situation at all. Not all
right. Right. Now, I heard he actually went down there and gave them a thumbs up when he was asked about what is his plan, what he's going to do about the situation. He actually gave a thumbs up and was like, all right, whatever. I also researched that Obama was down there before Trump was. And I'm like, damn, you know, he is the active president right now. So why aren't you there? You know, that's my thing. And like you said, I tend to, you know, try to get both perspectives of the situation, but there's no way around it. Like, you know, when you're bypassing people and when, you know, the president really don't give a fuck, like, what else can you do as a minority in Houston right now?
Wrong is wrong, you know, no matter at what level, what rank, what structure, you know, wrong is just wrong, flat out. And we got to start holding the right people accountable for that, you know, when they mess up. I ain't trying to curse or nothing like that on here. But, you know, if they mess up, you know, hold them accountable. You hold anybody else accountable, you know. And you got to start nipping things in the bud.
Now, that's real. That's real. And like I said, man, if y'all have any shelters or anything like that, information for the people, make sure y'all just shout it out and let the people know, because it is looking crazy down there. Now, we got another caller, 914-800. You on live, Hype Mike Radio. What's good?
Yeah. This is your boy, Lex Light Shine, shining that light of positivity all day, every day from the Bronx, New York. I just want to give a big shout out to Manson Bates and Mac Mommy. Number one, I just want to send prayers and blessings to the people of Houston. Right now, I know it's a very, very hard time. I know the people down there, they're really going through it. And it seems like it's kind of a repeat of what we saw down in New Orleans, really, at the end of the day. If you think about it, you know, we think about the cliche, you know, Michael Jackson song, they don't really care about us. The fact is, they really don't care about us. They really don't care about our welfare, our well-being, and it's not going to get any better. I really don't like to sugarcoat things. I try to keep it real. Yes, I try to keep it positive at all times, but it's got to be real. And as far as things getting better, I really don't see that happening.
That's deep. Damn.
Really?
That right.
Really.
How you doing, Brother Alex? How you feeling tonight?
Oh, man, blessed, man. I'm just so glad to be alive.
I want to answer your question, Brother Alex. You said something that was interesting. All right, you said they don't care about us, right? Now, listen,
they
picked the biggest state to pull this shenanigan in. It's a shenanigan. I'm sitting here looking on the computer right now at the weather map. That's how deep this shit going to get tonight. All right? If that storm was so critical, why didn't hit the next state? Why just that one place? Why hit just that one? Why didn't hit the next? It's states around Houston now. Why all them other states ain't flooded out?
And it was an urban
community.
Right. Right. I mean,
come
it definitely sounds planned and calculated. And that gets us into some deeper subjects like the HAARP program. The Navy has a program called HAARP. It's something to look into where they do practice weather control, weather modification, cloud seeding. It's been something that's been going on for years and years, and it's something that our people need to really look into. When we see these flukes and weather conditions, we see things like the quote-unquote global warming situation, all this nonsense that they're trying to perpetrate on us, which is really a fraud. Al Gore set up the whole thing, and
that's
the
right.
whole global
right.
warming thing is it's a hoax. So we really need to, you know, keep our eyes open, get our knowledge up, and remind each other, hey, you know what? The ride they're taking us on, we got to hold on tight, because truth be told, they're not trying to make things right. So basically, I want to thank you all for giving, you know, an opportunity to have this forum. This discussion is definitely necessary, and I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's listening. Thank you all for listening and supporting this show, and I'm glad, you know, everybody, please just stay on the line. Stay on the line. Listen to what's going on this Blog Talk Radio show. It's gonna be worth it.
And we need some politicians to call up tonight. We need to hear from some politicians. I know y'all listening. Call up, Lady Flame, man. Lady Flame, let them know, Lady Flame, for real. Let's get real with this, man. We got people dying and flooding in this water, man.
Real
hot
talk.
Right now.
This fly has been like, you know, once I heard about the situation through my DM. You know, and I actually heard a couple of families that was really fucked up down there. And you know, just a witness account. I mean, with the views, with what they had, I know politicians have seen or heard about what's going on. Are they going to address it, though? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, make sure y'all call in if you're a politician, government, whatever. I know you listening. Just like Bates said, you know what I'm saying? Call in. You know, let yourself be heard.
Call in.
647-787-8397, man. Y'all already know what it is. Hype Mike Radio. We'll be right back.
Really wanna come and get by me. Better chill in my town, there's a homie. Got a whole bunch of lunatics behind me. Really, tell the truth when I talk now. On the block over here with the fork now. Put the motherfucker champagne in the car, champagne in my chain, champagne in the bitch champagne. You know it, we getting money like we never had it. I'm in a cave like I never had it. Counting bags every day on the block. Everybody wanna wait when I roll by in a drop. Top chicks looking good in the hood every day. Gonna see when I come through.
I'm that neighborhood legend, and they see me come through.
When I do my thing, I do it real big. Run around your town, got the real guns in my hand, and I push your wig, put your body on the piece of ground. Ask God why I'm like that. Man, I'm over here, don't write that. If it's beef, man, I recite that. Better keep your shit real tight, black.
Thank you.
with it. Homie wanna vouch with it. Money we got it. Money we got it. Hey, they looking good. Suits on, not body. Hey, they looking good. Bad toe, last shot it. Losing in the option. Push force, quit your block, watch your block spin. The barrel gon' flip ya. Ziggins over there gon' whip ya. Cars we dipping in it. Ziggins we dipping in it. Liquor we sipping in it. In ground pool we dipping in it. Money like Wall Street. In the woods where the wolves be. You can't stop me. 44 Magnum revolve me. Rockin' eye runnin' with the leather skin. Fur coats leathers when the weather's in. Turban with the feathers in. Top of your forehead, the Beretta's in. Got money clip, my cheddar's in. 12.7, I'm the president. Looking on a fast move, never headed it. Ski mask on, run up in your residence. Put a hole in the face of your lady friend. If it's beef, then it's beef to the face. Oh, then, eating looking face, they're gonna be going win. Hit the block, then when we do it again.
Y'all, it's your girl at Lady Flame 11. Hi, Mike Radio. We are discussing Hurricane Harvey, the effects, shelter, resources. What are your thoughts on the hurricane itself? Do you feel like it's a conspiracy or what? Now, right now, we got Mason Bates on the line. We got Rick DeRula. We got so many people on the line. But right now, I want to introduce A&R, Def Jam, Michael Neely. It's on the line as well. I'm going to go ahead and cue you in. Hi, Mike Radio. What's good?
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here. Sorry, I'm a little late, you know, trying to help some people with this music industry and also deal with this hurricane that's going on.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's always love, you know. So what are your thoughts on, you know, the actual event? You know, do you feel like it was conspiracy? Do you feel like, you know, we need to do better, you know, as far as picking the government? What are your thoughts on that?
You want me to be honest or you want me to lie about it?
Oh, like straight up 100.
Okay. The things that I see that are wrong, first of all, it hit Texas real hard. You know, so I sent me, FGM, and the labels that I represent, we send our blessings to the state of Texas and Louisiana. But the things I see wrong is, for instance, when we got these, you know, nature's mess ups last year, Obama didn't talk about it. He went and did something about it.
Right.
Now,
right.
This year, I watched an interview they did with President Trump about this hurricane. The only thing he could do is say they knew about it and he gave them a thumbs up.
Right, right.
You know, I think we could have been better prepared for this because this is not just a state issue. It's a worldwide issue because everybody had family and friends. It may not be the state you're in today, but
now that's real. That is real.
You know what I mean? So it's not no one-sided issue. It's not a black thing or a white thing. It's a worldwide issue because a whole lot of people were affected down in, not just blacks, but whites, Puerto Ricans, Muslims, Jews, everybody. And if you look at the footage you see, there's no racism. Everybody's working mm-hmm. together to help everybody else.
Right. I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm, most definitely. Now, we have Rick DeRula on the line. He is in the state of Texas right now. We also have Miss Tanisha on the line as well. I'm going to go ahead and cue your mic. Miss Tanisha, Hype Mike Radio, you're on live. What's good?
Hey, I like your show. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, babe. Thanks. Now, I know that, you know, you went live several times and, you know, you actually posted shelters and all of that on your page. Could you tell us, like, the experience, you know, of different families that you've seen down there and, you know, just a visual from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, I can say that my family, we were truly, truly blessed. I mean, a few of us had just a little bit of water to come, like, in the roofs or anything, but nothing major that we, you know, can get past. But I've been here all of my life, and I was here, it was 19, I'm going really way back, but Hurricane, I think it was Alicia in 80-something, in 1980-something. I was, like, probably in middle school or younger. And it had the same type of, everything was underwater. It was pretty bad. And I don't know, I guess people that are new to Houston probably don't know about that. And people from Houston, some of us remember, and then some of us, I guess, forgot. But my point is that what was frustrating me was the media saying, oh, nothing has happened like this before, and this is the first time this has ever happened, which was a lie. This has happened before. However, it brings on different nuances. It does bring on different things that happen. So you're not ever ready for it. But my whole visual perspective, it was, even though I didn't experience anything bad, it did really affect me more than I realized, mentally and emotionally. And the hardest of the hard, I mean, and I consider myself to be pretty hard, at the end of the day, you do see it affects you mentally. And you're mentally exhausted, and you do have to step away from the news because, of course, how they exaggerate it. That's why I appreciate people like you that do real journalism, give real facts. You know, you give real information. But for the most part, what I'm trying to, you know, share with my network of people is just keep the hype, keep reality, stay checking reality, and stay in check with facts. And because a lot of people is posting a lot of wrong information on social media, it's just kind of getting out of hand, you know,
right.
Even with the charities and people giving, and I'm just being honest, even with the people and the charities, now it's becoming a show,
right.
You know, and I'm the kind of person, I'm like, I'm just, even on my social media, you know, I'll say what it is. But right now, you know, even for people that are trying to, you know, do things or send things down here, they're so inundated right now. I would even say just kind of hold off for about a week or so, because right now everybody's trying to do everything. But I guarantee you, like in 2 weeks to a month, nobody's going to be here. And we're still going to need help. People are still going to need that. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling people not to exhaust all their resources right now, especially people from out of town. Or, you know, people that's just trying to do different things. There's so much going on, and they have so many supplies coming in to where they're having hard time getting trucks here from other states because some of the roads are still impassable. So there is just it's a lot of things. You know, I don't want to get too far off track, but those are just some of the major things. But it is real. To me, it's more. It's something that's beyond us. It's not government. It's not conspiracy. This is something that's beyond us. Whatever you believe in, whether it's your God, your Allah, or whatever, this is something that is supernatural, and it is something that is a phenomenon, and it is beyond us. And it happened right after the eclipse. And, you know, so we still got to be in tune as people and as human beings that we're more connected to this earth and to this world than we realize. And so I just, that's just where it is.
Yeah.
And that's all I gotta say.
I love it. We appreciate you calling in. Like, for real, like I said, just to add to what you said, you are totally correct. You know, our energy and all of that is connected to this earth, you know, and that's a whole nother story. But, you know, it's just so surreal. Like you said, the eclipse and then that, you know. Now I see somebody been on the line, 646-717. For a minute, I'm going to go ahead and cue you in. Hype Mike Radio, you're on live.
Yeah, going back, you know, I definitely agree with her. You know, we are intertwined, connected with the earth. However, there was a video. It just came out recently, and you can tell by the quality of the video that it's a little bit dated. I forget the name of the guy. They were interviewing somebody, but he was standing in front of this. It's like a something that NASA had built, the company NASA. Mm. And the guy described it as an engine, and it was doing its function, whatever it was built to do, and it made a cloud, a regular cloud, and you know, over time it developed, and it was sitting in the sky. And so the guy that was there, that was in front of the cameras talking, he was like, now that cloud right there, and, you know, there was some other clouds in the sky, and the resemblance was, you know, remarkable. It looked just like an actual cloud. And the guy said that it was going to drop water. And whatever time went by, that cloud, it began to rain on top of those guys. So
there's
some stuff out there that the government definitely, they are hiding. But
right.
For me, I'm in. Did you say you were in Texas?
Well, the young lady that just called, Miss Tanisha, she is actually in Texas. We also have Rick the Ruler on the line. He is also in Texas as well. Hold on 1 second. Now I got 914-800 on the line. You've been on hold for a while. Let me go ahead and cue you in as well. Hi, Mike Radio. What's good? You're on live. 914-800. Okay, so he may be a listener.
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. No, that was your boy Lex Lightshine. I spoke a few minutes ago, and I guess I was still in the queue.
Okay, cool. So we got 252-364 on the line as well. Hype Mike Radio, you're on live.
What up, how you doing? This is the Mac Mommy CEO of Superstar DU Records. Also, I am the manager of Manson Bates. And also, this is the Mac Mommy, baby. What's going on out there?
Mac, what's good? Thank you for checking in, babe.
And one time for Swiss Rick Cirilla as well. I didn't mean to cut you off. I have to give him some love over there.
Like really. Okay, then. So what do you feel about, you know, the Harvey situation? And you know, do you feel that it's a conspiracy, or do you feel like this is something real that, you know, the government is doing, and, you know, all of that good stuff? What are your thoughts?
I agree with everything that y'all guys were saying, but one thing you have to keep in mind, too, you know, did Gregory Prince and all the other artists and activists of the past have always been talking about the chemtrails and different things that the government is doing. It's just that some of us have, you know, we're working so hard, and then you have the younger people that's not really paying attention to what's going on to even have a say-so. So basically, it's all about educating yourself and paying attention to the politics and what's going around you. That's going to count in the end. You know, we got a bad president in there. We only have to deal with him for 4 years. That Mike Pence, you saw what he was doing. He was outshining Trump. He was the one that was acting like he was the president. If nobody paid attention to that. So basically, he set himself up for that run in 2020. But the point is this. Do we have somebody that's going to be smart enough and wise enough that's going to be able to carry the country over into the next 4 years after Trump? I mean, he's going to leave a mess. We know that, so we all might as well just get our toilet paper together, you know, and just get ready for it. You know, my heart goes out to the people in Houston and anybody that has been affected by the hurricane and stuff, but we just have to pray and just stay, you know, stay steadfast and help each other regardless of what's going on around us, because at the end of the day, we still have to live. Life is still moving around Houston.
Right.
You know, I'm not, do the best we can, save as much as we can. And also, like the young lady was saying, don't send it all now. It makes sense to do that. But then you know you're going to have people coming around after the fact that's going to be trying to do the things that they did on the last bad events that happened around the world. You know, trying to get money out of those older folks that don't know better and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just being vigilant. I'll just say it like that. Be very, very vigilant of your surroundings and what's going on from day to day.
No, that's real, man. That is so real and so true. Another thing Tanisha touched on was basically saying, you know, a couple of months from now, it's going to be like, all right, whatever. Now, you know, when the hurricanes hit New Orleans, of course, y'all know I stay down there. But, you know, a lot of people are still, you know, trying to recover from that. Some of the roads are still fucked up. Some of the buildings haven't been rebuilt. You know, it's complete neighborhoods that has been washed away, lives, and, you know, all of that. So, you know, with people just forgetting about it, you know, 2 or 3 months from now, we have to actually stay on it so it won't, you know, we have to get together so it won't happen again. You know, that's the main thing, like sticking together and making it work. Now, Mike Neely, I'm going to go ahead and cue you back in just for your final thoughts on the situation before we go to this next record. Do you have any final thoughts about it or anything you want to share with the people?
My final thoughts is I send my blessings to everybody, even Rick the Ruler and the young ladies that were on this radio that are out there. But my final thought is don't always believe what you see on TV. Believe what you see with your eyes in person. Because the reason why, the biggest mistake we made, we jump on social media and see the one thing and say that's the cause of it. It's an accident. We already know that. But remember, we've been, as an American, we've been through a lot more worse, and we've always bounced back stronger and better than ever. My blessings go out to all of them. We don't care who it is. My blessings go out to everybody in the state of Texas. But the issue of the matter is, all these people that are on this social media kick, hollering $2 million, $4 million, $100,000 and all this bullshit, talk is cheap. Let's get down there and get to work.
Real.
Because I personally, right. you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to nobody. Well, yes, I am, but it doesn't matter. But all these people are going to jump on social media saying they're going to donate this money here. They're going to donate this money there. I don't give a fuck about you donating. What about the house that needs to be built? What about these kids that don't have a parent or the parent that lost their kids? Let's get inside, down there and get grinding. But I guarantee you, it's not going to be like that. They are going to, media is going to like, oh, look at, like, for instance, Trump came down there today, I was told. He came down there for what? To do what? But they say he's not even staying in Houston. He's living in Dallas.
Right, right.
But he's flying, he's motorcading to Houston. But yet Obama's down there now, and he stays in Houston. You see the big difference of what's the people and what's not the people? That those are things that I look at. I mean, everybody downgrades, and it's not being funny to me, but everybody downgrades Obama because he played golf, as they say. But they don't look at what was going on. When he played golf, it was when he found out about something, he stopped playing golf. They didn't tell you about that. He stopped playing golf, jumped on the plane to go fix a problem. Obama, look at Trump. He heard about this, and it was live on air. When they asked him about it, all he could do is give a thumbs up to the problem. Fuck a thumbs up, bitch ass. Get down and do the work.
Real.
You know what I mean?
That's real.
Get down and do the motherfucking work.
Real.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one standing next to the young lady and the young man to fight back. You know what I mean? This is just because it ain't in my front yard doesn't mean that's not my front yard. Just because it's not my physical relative doesn't mean that two people on this radio are not related to me. I wouldn't care who was on here. If you said the rapper dude was on here.
Mason Bate, yeah.
Yeah, so if he knocked on my door, him and his family and his kids, because of what went on, bro, what you waiting outside for? Get your ass in here. You can go eat. We'll get ready. Wash up. Take a sleep. I know how it is to fight.
Right.
Because it's not just a physical issue that they're going to deal with. It's going to be a mental issue that's going to be even worse. Because everybody's home, everybody's memories, everybody's good and bad times are going to be gone.
Right.
Remember that day you was in the back seat of the car and you met your first boyfriend or girlfriend? Remember that kiss behind the dugout? Remember that day when you wanted to be a gangbanger, you got jumped on over there at the corner store?
Right, right.
Remember, these are things you can't hide, but it's going to be effective. So me personally, for the state of Texas and Houston, it's going to get better. Everything gets better. You know what I mean? Just don't give up. I think a lot of these celebrities are doing it to get on the media, you know, instead of just getting down there to deal with the issue.
Right, right.
And that's what I think.
Yeah,
because I haven't jumped on the media.
It's
your money doesn't mean shit if we don't get to what's, you see what they say, I'm going to donate $2 million to the state of Houston.
Right.
You can say it all day. Just like, you remember the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that charity? That's a lupus for Ice Bucket Challenge. It was lupus. How many people you guys knew, you see they're going to do the Ice Bucket Challenge and donate money to the Lupus Foundation?
Mm.
Everybody in your mama said it, right or wrong.
Right. You're right about that. You're right.
Any money? Did you see anything talking about, well, the community donated $20 million to lupus, and did you see the check? No. Everybody jumped on the bandwagon to make themselves look good.
Right,
like
right.
Me, they say crosses down there or all these events. Okay, they're down there to do what? Just to say they did something? Or are they going to be down there to get in the mud and get the dirt on their shoes? Or as told these people say, oh, I don't want dirt in my nails. You know, so I just feel bad. Like I posted on my social media about some shelters for people, and then I had two white folks on social media get in my inbox asking me why I posted. And like I told them, why the fuck you in my inbox?
Real. Exactly.
Well,
that.
And they said, because you don't live in Texas, how can you support Texas? I said, you don't live on Facebook, but you own Facebook.
Real. Real.
You know, it's just reality. You know?
Reality.
So,
yeah, you're right.
So my opinion, when all these people I see and all this negative that's going on, I think it's kind of stupid. Just like the interview with this white lady was interviewing this black lady with her kids.
Mm.
And you could tell she was so distraught. The sister was so distraught about almost losing her kids. And no food, no nothing. And for 4 days they haven't eaten. But the white lady that was doing the interview didn't care about the lady's condition. She said, are you done interviewing me? Can I go now? Cause I don't want to be in front of the mic. But no, can you talk to me right now about this? And I told you already. No, we need to know about this. And me personally, I'd have snatched the mic, beat the bitch upside the head, and threw it on the ground.
Now, that's
just
true.
My personal
that's
opinion.
True.
Because
that's
me as a parent,
oh,
I can't speak for others. I can't speak for others. But my first priority is to take care of my kids, not to get on that motherfucking mic. And if I'm trying to tell you I'm trying to take care of my kids and you're stopping me by trying to get on the mic and get your ratings up, then I'm going to make sure you and that mic is gone somewhere. If I break the bitch and throw it away. Because
I know that's
you know what I mean? Because my priority is my kids.
Right.
And my family. Not you getting your ratings up or you being on interviewing me because of my kids. I don't give a fuck about the interview.
Right. Well, I definitely understand that. Like, most definitely, it's a lot of journalists out there that's doing that. You know, it's kind of heartless. It's hard to not actually attach yourself to the situation when you're actually interviewing these people. So, yeah, I definitely feel you when it's no remorse, no empathy for the person that you're interviewing. Like, you know, that's crazy, and it really gives journalism a bad name, you know. So, but, yeah, I definitely agree with that. If something has to be done, you know, on a major scale where we all come together. And like I said, what Tanisha said earlier, you know, and not, you know, just to add to what she said earlier and what I've been getting in my DM and all of that, like some of that shit is not, like the money and resources is not even getting to the people that really, really need it. You know, they're getting turned down. So, you know, just to weigh in on this situation, man, I appreciate everybody calling in or whatever. And y'all stay on the line. We got more for y'all coming up right after this. Trina and K. Michelle, if it ain't me, Hype Mike Radio, let's go.
Fucked up.
How is this happening? How is this happening? I was just with you and
we was unwrapping it.
All of them big things that come in them small packages.
All of the packages.
I'm still with them savages, can't get no sleep and I'm drinking on Activist.
Drinking on,
I know you may laugh at this nigga, but damn.
Somebody loves you, baby. Oh, oh.
Talking about Hurricane Harvey, how it hit Houston and all the surrounding areas, man. We in Alabama and Georgia, we still felt some of that. So I can just imagine what they're going through down there now. We are going to get into the final thoughts. Everyone, Mike is cued. Mike Neely, A&R Def Jam. We got Mason Bates. We got Mac Mummy in the building. Rick the Ruler. Tanisha, Texas resident, and also your business as well. Thank you for tuning in. So all of y'all mics are pretty much cued right now. So just let the people know any final thoughts you have on the situation. I know it's always love, and we're going to continue to pray for y'all down in Houston. Actually, Hype Mike Radio will be going down there in a couple of weeks to do some hands-on work. So if you're interested, definitely hit the DM or email shantycc1@gmail.com, man. Let yourself be heard. Come down, put in that work, like Mike Neely said. But if anyone have, does anyone have any final thoughts about the situation?
I would say that definitely the storm has brought a lot of the community here together. So even though, you know, it's a very tragic event that happened, you know, we're in grind mode down here, and we're coming together to make sure that, you know, all those that are affected directly, you know, saying got a place, you know, got a roof over their head, you know, got a warm meal to eat, you know, got water, soap, you know, the necessary, you know. So definitely, you know, keep the prayers coming, you know, and you know, this isn't gonna be just a, you know, something that's gonna be a quick process, you know, it's gonna take time. But the people definitely are gonna be coming together and making sure that we can help as many as possible.
All right, that's what's up. Now we got another caller on the line, 713-550. You're on live Hot Mike Radio. What's good with you? Okay, you may be a listener. All right, we got 347-364 on the line. What's good with you?
What's good? You know, this is a place, babe. I got kicked off, man, you know, from the area where I'm at. You know, and
okay.
Yeah, like I said, I know we got a lot of people tonight, so I ain't going to take up all the space. But I was online doing some research, and like I told you, you know, we right now, we got to call out the Red Cross, man. The Red Cross has to really be really get deep in this, man. They gotta get on this right on the ball now. You know, Red Cross. We need help from Washington D.C. All that money y'all got, put some of that money in Houston, man. You know, all that Houston Dome. We need to rally. We need to start a Facebook rally and a great debate against them to let the people live in that dome.
Really?
You know, if we get enough signatures, enough people popping off and showing a concern, they will move people in that dome.
Really?
I was just looking at it online.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first heard about it, I'm like, damn, because you know what? I ain't even going to lie. I'm one of the ones who actually was, like, listening to Joe Osteen on his, you know, network or whatever. So to hear him say that, I'm like, damn, I ain't even rocking with you. You know, that's crazy. Now, we got 225-205 on the line as well. Hype Mike Radio, you're on live.
Hi, how you doing? This is Gabrielle.
What's going on? Thanks for checking in.
No problem. I'm from Gonzales, Louisiana. I just want to show my love and send my prayers out to the people in Houston. And I also told my grandmother she can't watch Joe Osteen anymore. Like, I don't care if she missed service that Sunday, but she's not allowed to watch Joe Osteen. We will not support him at all anymore.
Now that is real. You know what? I just had a debate about, you know, the whole situation with someone that was close to me. And it comes down to either, you know, you're going to preach what you're going to do what you preach, or you're going to lose people that you're trying to gain, you know, when you're trying to deliver the word of God. And like I said, if that was, I put myself in their shoes. If that was me down there, and I rocks with you, and I done tied it in your church and all of that, like, what I look like still listening to you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is, it was definitely.
You know, he did it for the money. That guy was for the money. For the money. As long as that offering is going around, as long as you donating to that hotline and you making his pockets bigger, then he loves you. But now we see that ain't no love there, because dude, everybody messed up. Ain't no love the way he at. Call him out.
Our black churches need to start supporting our black communities. You know, and our black people, instead of going to Joel Osteen, we need to go to the church in our neighborhood and come together to see how can we fix our neighborhood on our own instead of looking for the government or looking for Joel Osteen to come and save us. We need to start saving ourselves, you know, protecting our own.
Now, you said something then. I really, really appreciate that message. You know, in general, you know, because like you said, it all goes back to the neighborhood at the end of the day. And you know, if you're tied in somewhere else and they do that flaw shit, you know, it's crazy. It was just crazy to me. And,
yeah.
You know, what else tripped me out was the fact that, okay, the day after the world criticized the action, you want to bring a camera in your church to show that you're actually moving and trying to, you know, get donations, but you should have did that shit first. You know, it shouldn't take a world to look down and see how you really are to actually change or to actually do something, you know?
Yeah, you have that big church, and you couldn't take in these people who needed shelter, you know? And the church, from what I was taught, is supposed to be a place you turn to when you feel like you can't turn anywhere else, you know?
Mm.
So for him not to have that salvation for those people out there is just wrong. It's just really wrong. It makes you think of Katrina, you know?
Yes, exactly. And it's going to be a lot of backlash and it's going to be a lot of traumatic, you know, thoughts and experience and all of that with the people of Houston right now. But I just want to give a shout out. I know it's a lot of agencies in Houston, based out of Houston, or, you know, people that's from Houston that's, you know, doing charity drives or whatever. But I want to give a shout out to Slim Thug right now. Y'all go check out his IG at Boss Hog. Now, dude is on IG just straight up, you know, going hard for his city. And I salute that 100 because, honestly, even though I'm a Beyonce fan, don't get me wrong, but where is she? You know? So, therefore, I'm like, okay, straight up, like, shout out to Houston. Shout out to Slim Thug, most definitely, for actually, you know, putting the time out to, you know, put out charities and donate shoes and clothes to children in need right now, because they really hurting right now, you know, and my heart is with them, most definitely, man. But I appreciate you calling in. Yes, ma'am.
No problem.
All right, y'all, that was our final thoughts, y'all. Make sure y'all check us out Tuesday at 9:00. We're going to be getting deeper into the conversation about Hurricane Harvey. We got a couple of special guests coming up next week as well, 9:00. Y'all already know what it is. It is Hype Mike Radio. I appreciate everybody for calling in and sharing their thoughts. You know, feel free to come back anytime. This is your home. You know, speak freely here. for real, man. We straight up live. And like I said, we will be going down there. So if you want to volunteer, you know, make sure you hit my DM on Facebook, Shanty's Lady Flame Cheatham, on IG at Lady Flame 11, ShantyCC1@gmail.com. Y'all already know what it is. Now I'm going to go ahead and leave us with Desiree McKinley with that Houston vent. Hype Mike Radio, until next time, keep rocking.
This is a mellow experience.
If the sky was falling, baby, I'd want you. The sky. no inspiration, utopia awaiting. Every gangster has an angel on their shoulder waiting to cope with the images he's graced with. Signs left you in a place where problems could await him. Glass out and enabled, he's headed to the trade. Don't have shit to say, don't know nothing about the South. Just trying to find someone to hang with. Devin in the dude, Houston in his bitch. From the town of the no breaks, ain't slow, little nigga. Finna turn off my soul, little nigga. Grabbing my crotch, doll to the wall with a snatch that tastes like drill, little nigga. Got baby set off Scott and Frenchies. I'm staying on my own base, and I'm streaming like waves, little nigga. To roughly grab the finest grow, hit the south side, show you how to roll. Where to go, left, left, partake in the earth. Don't know what's right or what's worse. Maybe we can stroll, took and rolls or separate. Had a spot next to NIG Stadium. Ballin', parlay, living out in South Central. 81st and Fig, getting braided, hating on the thing. You a peeping like you be still. Sing, we good, we still sing. Don't mind your business and back up. Mama got sick, we bossed up. Mama got sick, we bossed up. Limpus lust, we bossed up. Whether pounds or ones or tips out from your chick, 10% back to God. I'm sorry, nobody's perfect, but I am trying. Ain't sitting game. Could get you marked up, we could find you, we promise. The betas, no Z, Lord Jesus, hope you at least listening instead of hearing us. Sad me not on a pole, fam told me put a hoodie on. Fam said cover your mouth, feet bless the hearts of my enemies. They're dressing us with crumbs, passing me is a recipe of revelation. $1 million monsters will reap the pain. Later the meek will inherit the finest earth they fill. Desire where to eat, now who the fuck are you? Same number since middle school. 281-451-6938. Perverted minds and I don't think alike. Bitch, we mosh pits. 281-451-6938. Clown, feel my last breath, mind your business. Not trying to get on, but I do. I'm burdened on my feet below you. You hold the stick, you scary mother lover to the left. I'm angelic, sprinkle dust on you. Rock the block like a baby. Dude's blasting me like Tupac had a baby. Blessed with breath, blessed to breath, mass ash and dust to dust. Life's a spinning wheel. Lame mother cry for this change. Shit, I don't suck shit, no bitch, you do. And they laughing at you, I'm the homie. They tell me about you, I'll never be like you. I do do things, that's the shit. You boo boo, you know you can blush quick. That's that frozen bloom, is it? Sundre said it best. Everybody know I'm here, and all the compass is quick. Southwest, east, north. Thought I wasn't going, but you know, you thought I was. Y'all two peace and dance, do you? I rest, never rest in my lay, my town. We are the masters of the truth. We can morph into any race, body and our own brain. Success is the only option that I'm looking for these days. Success is the only option I'm looking for these days. Success is the only option for that I'm looking for. Only option that I'm looking for.